Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us once again for another edition of the program. Coming up today, in the first and second hour, we're going to bring you excerpts of a live concert that we recorded in New York City at the beginning of this month, of the Mingus Big Band, recorded at the Jazz Standard. To begin, however, here's Jerry Mulligan with As Catch Can. Sidney Bechet, Indian Summer. Before that, Jerry Mulligan as Catch Can. What a nice way to begin this edition of Jazz for the Asking. On the evening of March 8th, I was in New York City. To be more precise, I was at 116 East 27th Street. Why? I was at Jazz Standard, one of the most interesting and vibrant jazz clubs in New York City. We were there to record a special concert of the Mingus Band. This is a PCJ exclusive. The Mingus Band plays the works of Charles Mingus and other composers, but mainly focuses on the works of Charlie Mingus. So let's sit back, pretend that you're with me on March the 8th at 7:30 in the evening, and the Mingus Band begin with Gun Slinging Bird.
Thank you.
now, Know How. Before that, Gunslinging Bird. The Mingus Big Band that we recorded at the Jazz Standard Club in New York City on March 8th. The band features the following members: Randy Breckner, Kenny Rampton, Earl Gardner on trumpets, Wayne Asafrigri, Abram Burton on tenor saxophone, Vincent Hearing on alto saxophone, Douglas Yates on alto, soprano sax, and flute, Loren Savin on baritone saxophone, Kumba Frank Lacey and Conrad Herwig on trombones, Earl McIntyre on bass, trombone, and tuba, Dave Kinoski on piano, Boris Kozlov on bass, and Jeff Watts on drums. Let's now continue with another set. We begin with Self-Portrait in Three Colors.
Thank you. coming, trying to break it through with a storm. Stolen obscured, a melody fractured, when by my window refused to be captured. I hope I wake up in time. Good King Neptune get filled up my street. A sad case tripping up the staircase. Friendly relations and laughing in my head. Gather like gold at the end of my bed. I hope I wake up in time. If you can't, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. And you might not be smite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. Now forever, now be there. Sound is bending, radio's humming. Who do you love now? Who you damning? Score is obscure, the melody fractured. Fan from the window, refuse to get captured. I hope I wake up in time. If you can, I can't fight. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be spite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. Life feels a beautiful thing. If you can, I can't quite. Think again, you can't fight. That you might not be spite. If it's wrong, it's not right. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. Life feels a beautiful thing. Yeah.
E's-flat, E's-flat 2, featuring the vocal talents of Conrad Herwig and Abram Burton. Before that, Bird Calls, and we kicked off that set with Self-Portrait in Three Colors. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We will have more of that concert in the next hour. One thing that many of you seem to like is when we play popular songs, meaning rock or pop songs, but in a jazz style. Somebody who did a great interpretation of pop songs is Jimmy Scott from the album Holding Back the Years. Let's take a listen to one track from here, which all of you know instantly as soon as you hear the lyric. The song was composed by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. It's called Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
What have I got to do to make you love me? What have I got to do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me and I wake to find you're not there? What do I do to make you want me? What do I do to be heard? What do I all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. Sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Well, it seems to me sorry seems to be the hardest word. The hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? What do I do to be heard? What do I do when lightning strikes me? What have I got to do? What have I got to do when sorry seems to be
Sorry seems to be the hardest word, a song made popular by Elton John, but performed there by vocalist Jimmy Scott. Well, in a few minutes, we will be leaving you for a station break, but more of this great music will continue right here on PCJ Radio's Jazz for the Asking. We're going to close this hour with Six Cats and a Prince, performed by the Kansas City Seven. Stay tuned. More of this great music will continue in just a moment.